Resources. I need to say it again, Kenny. Hi, this is Gary Spack from the Department of Water Resources. We have a lot of people around the table today. I hope that's a good sign. People on the phone. This is a pre-hearing conference for a contested case related to reset of reservoir rights on the Snake River. And let's introduce everybody. So let's start to my left, and we're going a clockwise direction.
Hi, so I'm Everard Baker. I'm with the Bureau of Indian Affairs Northwest Regional Office.
This is Brett Bovey with Westwater, representing the Shoshone Bannock Tribes.
Emmy Blades, IDWR.
John Simpson, attorney representing Idaho Power Company and SWC.
Garrett Baxter for the department.
Spence Ward, Shoshone Bannock Tribes.
Ed Goodman, attorney for the Shoshone Bannock Tribes.
Gail Martin, paralegal with the Shoshone Bannock Tribes.
Kenny White, IDWR.
And then on the line, in an orderly fashion. Thank you, Brent. We have a dragon breathing in the speaker, too. Okay. That's better.
Jeff Fletcher.
Thanks, Ken.
Good morning, Dwayne. From here.
Who?
Dwayne.
Oh, okay, Dwayne. It kind of overrode, and I didn't hear. Thanks, Dwayne.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you.
So we got Jerry Rigby and Norm. Thanks. Others?
Thank you.
Ken Fletcher. Others?
Rob Harris.
Thank you, Rob.
Sarah
Klon?
Yep.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Who else?
Travis Thompson,
Tony Olenchek, Lyle Swain. Thank you. Anybody else? You know, the noticeably missing person in all of this is Elise Teton, doggone it. Heard she's been promoted and other people have been promoted, but if she doesn't participate in these things in the future, she'll be sorely missed. I'll say that right out of the chute. So anyway, we'll have to try to drag her back in. Okay, well, some things happened the end of last week. I was feverishly working on an order, and not as feverishly as some of the other people who were helping me. And then I received a request to delay the issuance of the order, but asking that we hold this meeting today. So I guess my statement to you is, all of you, I'm treading water right now, and I'm not sure what you want to discuss at this particular pre-hearing conference or status conference. I might just, because of the numbers here, it seemed to me, Travis, you were a person that was an initiator or at least a person that contacted the department last week, so maybe I should defer to you since Elise isn't here.
Thank you, Director. I guess after the initial rounds of briefing, we had some internal discussions about potential settlement options. The Tondo party wants to see a January 1st date for reset, so we initiated those and thought we could have some time and not have a decision out there to allow us to have that opportunity to discuss that further. So we thought we could use the day, ask for that 30 days that was granted, and given that all parties are participating today, we'd like an opportunity to continue that maybe after you have any questions. We could use your conference line for a while. Might have a discussion with Tony to kind of describe what we've been talking about. that's kind of where we sit today.
You're welcome to use this conference room. You're welcome to use the conference line. And I can make progress treading water towards the door if you want me to do that. Is that it? Is that what you want to do today? And I assume, were you meeting?
I think so, unless anyone else had any questions, Director. I can do that anytime.
My only question is, did you have a chance to meet before 10 o'clock, or were you just arriving, most of you?
Just arriving.
And I think this conference room is scheduled, as I understand, for, what, until noon or maybe the rest of the day?
Until noon. It's free the rest of the day.
I think it's available, so as long as you want to be here, you're welcome. And adjust the blinds as you will, and close the door if you want. And I'll put a towel underneath this space so I don't hear anything. Keep the noise down to a reasonable level. So anything else you want to talk about procedurally today? We kept all of the deadlines in place, as I understand, right? And we scheduled another pre-hearing conference. And when is that?
March 20th.
March 20th?
I believe so.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. There were reasons we had to adjust it a little bit. There is something happening here in Boise that is a conflict. The 15th and 17th of March. For those that are basketball fans. You don't know Simpson? Huh?
What's basketball?
Okay. All right, well, thanks, and I guess my thanks for your willingness to meet and talk about the issue. I think that's a good sign, and I want to acknowledge your efforts. Thanks for traveling, those of you who did. And, Gail, I hope you made it over you and Spence before the snow, so I hope you get home before the snow.
You're all right. One question. I think we had some questions for Tony, so if he can stay on the line. I know the rest of the department probably should step out, but I think we had some technical questions maybe to talk through with Tony, if it's all right.
Are you good, Tony?
Yeah, I'm fine. John sent me an email that he's prepared for today.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Well, that was the easiest pre-hearing conference I ever had. With this many attorneys.
You're always easy to deal with.
I don't know. Sarah, don't you have something that you can gripe about?
I'll send you an email. How's that?
No, I knew I could pick on Sarah. No offense taken, Sarah. Come on.